Order. Select committee report.
It's that time of year when select committees evaluate the budget allocations for government departments. And this week it was the turn of the Minister of Labour, Simon Bridges, to appear before the Transport and Industrial Relations Committee. Mr Bridges, who's responsible for workplace health and safety, used the opportunity to outline his goal for the Christchurch rebuild.
The rebuild shouldn't just be on time and on budget. It's going to be a safe rebuild. And to give you a sense of the issue there, there haven't been any fatalities, strictly speaking, in the rebuild to date.
Mr Bridges put that in context.
Statistically speaking, heaven forbid we don't want this, 1 to 2 per annum deaths. You know, if you say this is a 20 to 30 year project, you know, that's 20 to 30 deaths.
Mr Bridges said he was inspired by the building of the Olympic Village in London.
They had zero fatalities there through really a comprehensive program around health and safety. Now, my view is Canterbury is a much more complex beast in terms of the rebuild, moving parts and so on. But that is a high-level goal that you know, I think we can and should have.
Labour Minister Simon Bridges speaking to the Transport and Industrial Relations Committee considering this year's budget allocation for his ministry. Elsewhere this week, and a bill designed to free up land and fast-track building developments in order to solve Auckland's housing crisis was up for submissions to the Social Services Committee. One submission came from Dylan Nightingale, representing Transpower, the company which maintains the country's national electricity grid.
In our view, amendments are required to the bill to ensure that streamlined housing developments and plan changes do not adversely impact on the operation, maintenance, upgrade and development of the national grid. The key amendment we seek is that Transpower is notified as an affected party.
Affected parties under the bill as currently drafted only include landowners and adjacent landowners as well as the New Zealand Transport Authority.
Existing transmission lines are on private land, therefore Transpower would not be notified as an affected landowner without the amendments proposed. Unless Transpower is part of the development process, there is no guarantee that the national grid will be protected.
Ms Nightingale said Transpower didn't want houses to be situated under power lines.
Now, we're not seeking clear corridors under and next to lines, but rather we ask that developments take the lines into account. There are many activities associated with residential development that can take place under lines, such as open spaces, car pads and terrace developments that are designed so the buildings themselves are not under lines.
Ms Nightingale provided the committee with pictures of houses that were directly under power lines.
So the changes that we are proposing are our hope, I guess, that we can prevent these sorts of scenarios occurring again, not only in Auckland but elsewhere.
Transpower representative Dylan Nightingale making a submission on the Housing Accords and Special Housing Areas Bill, which is due to be reported back to the House by July 26. And finally, a bill that would give Māori television extra channels by enabling it to use more of the digital television spectrum was a subject of concern for Te Pūtahi Pāho, the organisation representing Māori interests in Māori TV. Te Pūtahi Pāho Chairman Tuwhakarerua Williams explained to the Māori Affairs Committee what role his organisation has.
Under the current bill, Te Pūtahi Pāho and the Crown through the responsible ministers have equal decision-making powers as stakeholders, joint stakeholders in the Māori television service.
Mr Williams said the proposed bill would change that relationship.
We want to retain that really important balance. And our view at Te Pūtahi Pāho is that sections clause 24D and 24F alter that balance and shifts the balance of power back to the Crown.
Asked why he thought the Crown wanted to alter that balance, Mr Williams suggested it had to do with Māori TV being granted wider use of the digital spectrum.
And I'm surmising that as a consequence of that, the Crown wants some certainty that the way in which that responsibility is carried out in relation to Māori television service and the allocation of spectrum to them, that there's going to be a guarantee that Māori television will become the recipient of that.
Mr Williams explained to the committee just why the bill, as drafted, worried his organisation.
Our concern is that, you know, we're shifting the relationship away from one that has been about consultation and talking things through, to one party now dictating, having the power to dictate to the other. Now, that's a critical issue for us.
Te Pātahi Pāho Chairman Tu Whakariara Williams making a submission on the Māori Television Service Amendment Bill. The Māori Affairs Committee is due to report back on that bill by July 23. All up, there were 16 Select Committee meetings held this week. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.